Welcome to the Club 937 podcast. I'm Jay, the producer, and this week we're getting an insight into the world of party DJs with none other than the world famous DJ Urban Cowboy. So sit back, relax, grab a beer, and make sure you stick around to the end for an exclusive mix that DJ Urban Cowboy made just for us. Let's jump into the conversation.
This is episode 6.
Is it right? 6?
Yeah.
Is it 6?
Yeah.
All right.
We are seasoned peppered veterans.
Yeah, keep the party chain going, man. Keep the party chain going, bro.
It feels good to be back in a live situation. The last podcast we did was all virtual, remember?
Yeah,
laptop
it was weird.
To laptop to
it
laptop.
It was hella weird. It was hella weird, man.
And your dude, your goofy ass had on a pair of headphones that had a microphone in them. So it was like this double echo Tez from.
And we're all like, where's it coming from?
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I can hear me twice, man.
You got the game and set on.
Yeah, I had the game and joint on. Yeah,
dude,
yeah, man.
Jay was so mad. Jay was sending us these like hateful text messages. He was like, man, he's like, no one else hears that. Am I the only one on planet Earth that hears that? You know, and we're like, dude, we hear it, man, but it's all good.
Like, I didn't even pick it up until, I didn't even think that that's what it was until like after it came out and I was like, I had on the game. That's what it was.
Yeah, man.
That's what it was.
Too hot.
I had double mics, yeah.
Indeed,
I was going hella hard.
But, you know, it was a test drive. It was a kind of an informative episode about other stuff.
Yeah.
And it was all virtual, laptop to laptop to laptop. So, you know, don't hate on us too bad, you know?
Man, whatever.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Yeah.
The job got done.
So
I didn't notice. I listen all the time, and I didn't notice until
Thank you guys said something.
Wearing your daughter's headphones, man.
Huh?
Wearing Kenzie's headphones.
Nah, they were mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were mine, bro.
I was wearing my daughter's headphones.
She took them over. She just took them over. But, nah, them was my joints.
Put my up there.
Man, so we got another special guest, man. Yeah. Real dear to me, man. First of all, tell everybody who you is.
Y'all might know me as, some friends call me Greg Bird, but for those who don't know me, you may know me online as the one and only DJ Urban Cowboy.
Hey.
You know what we need it, right? We need
pew, 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 pew. Boom, 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 boom.
See, we don't even need him, man. We did it ourselves, man. This is organic, man. This is analog.
Yo, yeah, man. So me and the homie Greg, man, we go back.
Way back.
Marching band.
Yeah, dude.
Miss Bats, Paint Branch.
Oh, wait, y'all were in marching band together?
We were marching band together, yeah.
So what was your drum, Greg?
I was actually clarinet.
Instrument?
Yeah.
Well,
what was your drum?
I guess I'm thinking of drums, yeah.
Yeah, don't assume everybody
I wasn't cool enough to be a drummer. I wasn't cool enough to be a drummer, so. I played clarinet the first 3 years, and then the last year, I decided I was going to be different, and I was actually color guard. Full-on flags and rifles.
Hey,
and
man.
Only because Bette said I could. No, at that point, we had Phelan. And Phelan said, oh, yeah, you can't do it. And you know me, I'm a creature spite.
Yeah.
Right, I'm a creature spite. I'm like, don't say I can't do.
I'll challenge accepted.
Thank you. I was like, I'll make this happen. No problem, sir.
Cool, that was a color guard.
I will make this happen.
I was out by then. I was gone. But here we are again, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm 10 years later, man. Good to see you, bro.
Yeah, man.
Thanks
good
for
to see
coming
you as well.
Out, kicking it with your boys. Greg moved up to PA, long story short.
Yes,
moved up to PA. So when we set up this episode, of course, he had to bring us some down to sip one for PA.
Of course, yeah. I got to wrap one for my people.
Who'd you stop at?
I stopped at Schnitz Creek Brewery, which is down the street from me in Lebanon, PA. So if you guys are in downtown Lebanon, check out Schnitz Creek. It's a great brewery. They make great, tasty beers all over the map. Like, there's no, like, one said style. They make a whole bunch of different things, and especially their seasonal beers.
Mm-hmm.
From season to season, there's at least 3 to 4 specialty beers. Like, right now, I'm holding their pumpkin roll. And if you don't know about a pumpkin roll is like a cinnamon roll, but it's like a PA thing.
Whoa.
You make a pumpkin, cream cheese, cinnamon. They take that bad boy and put it into a beer.
Dude, I'm interested to see how that is. Cause
it's a fall thing, yeah.
Pumpkins are, that's a very special thing, and they're either hit or miss, man. From what I know of pumpkins, some pumpkins are delicious. Like, they're amazing. Uh-huh. But then other ones, you're just like, whoa.
And then
usually it's the pumpkin pie. Like sometimes the ones I don't like, they get too sweet, you know? But if it really, if it has just that kind of more.
The right
pumpkin, they're right. Delicious, yeah. Man. So I'm excited. So you got a pumpkin. I got the Citra Haze.
Yep.
Okay. Brewed with oats, dry hopped with Citra, notes of apricot, hard mango, and candied lemon zest. Sounds delicious.
There you go.
What do you got, Tess?
They put a whole dessert in that.
Yeah.
I got the blueberry cream ale.
That's a standard right there.
Oh, yeah?
That's a standard.
That's the big one.
They have it all year round. Yeah. That's the standard. All
right.
And I do believe in probably think like episode 3, I did a test that I don't do fruits.
Good. You stay drinking dark beers and fruit beers, man.
I know you didn't like the dark beer, so I stayed away from the dark ones, but I was like, the blueberry ale is, I'm telling you.
I'm going to give it a shot.
That's the whole point. All right, so first we got to
Wait. I want to say this real quick, man. You describing that beer, dude, you made it sound like it was going to be delicious. Like, I'm pretty sure everybody who just heard you talk about that
this pumpkin
is
beer.
Like, yo, I got to hit up Schnitz Creek.
A pumpkin Cinnabon?
Yeah. I would say go there immediately because this is like the last can they had there.
I bet.
And I don't because that's going out of season.
End of season.
So they probably not have any more, but I would go there immediately and go get you one.
Schnitz, right. Look up my man.
I'm telling you right now.
DJ Urban Cowboy / Greg Bird. Yo, give him his for that right there, man. All right, you know how we get down, right, man. Let's crack. One, two, three. Ooh, that was smooth. I got to give that an 8.
I'm staying 7. Staying 7 all day. 7
I jumped out of 23. I jumped up. All right, first sip. Let's go for it.
The crack wasn't that good, but like I'm saying, the aroma is coming off this beer right now.
Yeah, man.
Out of the can. You didn't pour it in the glass.
It's room filled up.
It's full dessert over here, kids. I'm ready. Like.
All right, so first we sip from the can, right? That's the rules.
Yeah.
All right. Can sip first.
Oh, no. Sir, that's everything I imagined and more. That's my hopes, dreams, and wishes right there in the can, kids. I'm telling you right now.
Dude, mine is good, but every time I drink a hazy, I got to see it, man. I have to pour it. To know a hazy,
Let's go.
I have to pour a hazy. It tastes good, but I need to see a haze.
Let's go.
This sounds like pee, dude.
I ain't gonna lie, yo. That first sip, that blueberry hitting.
Is it good?
Because it's not heavy. It's not a heavy blueberry taste, man. It's just enough, man.
Cool.
It is just enough.
Mm-hmm. Dude, see, Tez, you know, one of the things about you that I know about you, my dude, is that you're hesitant to try some new things.
Yep.
But a lot of times you tend to enjoy the new things that you try. I gave you a porter, and you liked it. You didn't.
Yeah, because I mean, I judge it off things that I have had.
Yeah.
I've had Guinness, and I had, you know, all your generals that you just go to the liquor store.
You got to free your mind, man. Free.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't really start getting into like breweries and shit until you started taking.
Yeah, man.
We started hitting up joints pre-COVID, and then you know, like you get tired of the Heinekens and you know, they're still good.
There's a place for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, like I'm always, I love Stella. Like,
okay.
But now I'm trying to venture out. I'm trying to try new things.
All right. So this hazy.
I like that hazy
color.
It's hazy. It's extremely hazy.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah, like you can't even see shadows through it, man.
Yeah.
Like
that's haze like shit, bro. All
right, cool.
That bad boy's falling in there.
Yeah, I can get down with this Citra haze. I'm waiting for the apricot and mango zest and lemon tart and whatever set on a can.
That blueberry, man.
But I can sit with it.
You okay with the blueberry?
I'm digging it.
I'm gonna tell you what's even better. They make a lemon shandy. You mix them together, it's like blueberry lemonade.
Oh, that sounds good, dude. Look, summertime. Right now, summertime. That sounds summertime. Right, dude.
That's the thing. That's the jam right there.
You about to have to send some shit home and bring a whole bunch of shit.
You know, I got you.
Come back.
I'll bring it home.
All right. So yeah, man, let's get into this DJ conversation, bro.
Because right.
there's a lot that I want to know.
I'll tell you everything I can tell you.
My man. First, how did you choose DJing out of everything?
So I started DJing back in high school. I guess it was probably junior year of high school that I really started. And it was one of those things I kind of fell into. Just like you guys, I wanted to start a band. You remember the Daniellos? Mike Daniello played the drums. We had a couple of guys that played the guitar. And we needed a filling guy. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick up and teach myself the bass. Like I said, I learned on spite. Someone's like, we don't have a bass player. Can you do it? Nah, it's probably too hard. I was like, what? Okay, don't tell me I can't do it because I'll learn it.
So I'll start playing bass, huh?
Right. No, I walked in to buy myself a bass, and we were on vacation in Florida with my family. We went into a music store in Florida, and I was walking to go check out the basses. I go buy myself a bass because I'm, you know, you can't learn unless you got one.
Yeah.
So I was gonna buy one and figure it out. On the way there, I walked past the DJ section, and actually, this pair of turntables right behind us. So my first set.
That's the old
that's
set.
The first set. Yeah. Whoa. And they had a pair of those on the counter there. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Let me play around this for a sec. Boom, 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 poking this, playing with this. Boom, 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 poking this, playing this. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Mix this beat. Do this beat. This is kind of cool. This kind of do this beat. And the sales guy came over. He goes, hey, man, you sure you don't want one of those over there? They're a little more advanced. I was like, how long have you been doing this? I was like, about 5 minutes, bro. he's like, no, what? I was like, about 5 minutes, I figured this out and started playing with these suckers. He's like, for real? He's like, this might be your gig, bro. Like,
so it was a natural connection.
It was just
man.
A natural thing. Hey. I mean, I've always had like a knack for music and beats and rhythms and things like that. And I sat there for another like 30 minutes or so. Then I actually went over and checked out the bass guitars. I fiddled with those for a while. And I came back over to the DJ section and somehow I managed to convince my father. I was like, you give me $800 so I can buy these turntables. I was like, I can make the money back. And he's like, I'm going to give you $800 on a pair of turntables you never messed with before. And I'm like, give me $800. I can get your money back in 6 months. I can do this. And he's like, hey, you ain't going to do it. Once again, don't tell me I can't do it. And he's like,
challenge accepted.
I was like, give me the money. He's like, all right. So the old guy's like, box him up. We'll do it.
That's Brought awesome, man.
I literally spent the rest of the vacation. They went to the beach. They did everything. I was in my room just
going to town.
Headphones, no speakers, just learning to do it. And then when I got up here, I was downstairs in the basement. Same thing every day. Came home from school. Boom, boom,
cooking
boom. Freaking out to do it.
Wow.
3 months later, we're literally sitting at the kitchen table, and my dad's like, so how's my waste of money going? I go, oh, hold on a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Here's your money. And he's like, you want some speakers?
Cool, man.
You want some speakers? I was like, yeah, that'd be cool. I should probably get some speakers because I was using my old entertainment system as speakers.
Yeah, you're using the TV speakers.
I was blowing them suckers out. I was doing it, blowing them out, going to Circuit City or Radio Shack, buying a new set every week.
Oh, God, that's Circuit City. Yeah.
But I was doing it. So I had. I just did it, and I rocked it. And
so what were the early gigs, man? Like you made the money back for them. Like, how'd you do it? Like, house parties and stuff?
Yeah, house parties. Resurrection over there. I started a Resurrection Church.
Youth
dance. I was doing that for like $100 or something like that. And it wasn't really about the money at that point. It was just like,
I was trying to get out there. Exposure.
I was hanging out with my friends. That's all I wanted to do is want to hang out with my friends. And I just had, you know, I had a bunch of CDs. I knew how to do it and people were doing it. So I just, boom, went out there today. And if I wasn't there mixing or doing a gig, I was sitting there listening to music and gathering music and listening to music and gathering music and just like this collection. I mean, you still see it over there behind you guys. Those are my original first three crates of CDs over there.
Yeah.
If you look at them, they're all like half burned. Well, I guess we should tell people, for people who are not living now, right? We're sitting in my old studio. So we're in my house, my dad's house, my old studio. Yep. So this is where I used to do all my work from. So I still have a few of my old things in here. So yeah, those three crates, my original first three CDs, and along with that lower one over there, that's my first crate of CDs, and then my first set of turntables. That amp over there has probably been to like 10 states and rocked like 200 parties.
All this stuff still works. That crown amp is done.
No.
Oh, no, it's done?
I literally keep it around for sentimental value. It's just treating me well for so long.
It's a piece of history.
Hard to get rid of.
I mean, I beat that sucker. I mean, beat it to death. And the fact that it never died on the road, I literally brought it home, plugged it up, started to do stuff in my studio, and it's like, nope. I was like, you know what? You done good, girl. I was like, you done good. You're fine. I'm done.
Nah,
with you
know what, man? It's funny you mentioned that because I've been talking about it since yesterday. So all right, so back in the day, like one of the first real guitars I bought that wasn't used, I bought a brand new Gibson SG.
Okay,
back in 2004, 2005, something like all my, I was playing 7-string guitars at the time. They kept falling apart.
Yep,
and I said, man, I don't want to get parts for it. I want a 6-string. So I tried everything out. Settled on a Gibson SG and bought one brand new from Guitar Center.
Okay.
That guitar did the bulk of all the heavy lifting, like all the years on the road and all the heavy gigs. Like that guitar was my lady, right? And I beat it up. Like I knocked tuning pegs off of it. All the paint finish wore off. Like, you know, and I was Frankensteining it back together to play shows. Yeah. And I put it down for like a couple years and just recently sent it to a shop and got it repaired. Got the nut fixed, the bridge fixed, got some new pickups put in it, you know, and got it all tuned in. I picked it up yesterday from the repair shop.
Yeah.
And took it to the jam session that we did yesterday. And dude, as soon as I put that guitar around my neck, it was like I didn't even have to play it anymore. It was just it played itself. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's so weird how you can have a spiritual connection with something that's not alive.
Heck yeah.
But that's that amp sitting over there, man. Like, you can't get rid of it because it's part of your story, man.
My dad's been trying to throw that bad boy out for 2 years. I'm like, if you touch that amp,
And dude, you could bring it back. Like, you could find somewhere to get it repaired.
I'm sure
and
I could.
It could totally come back.
I have three more now. Right?
Yeah.
You know why you have to?
Yeah.
Why you got to get it repaired? Because it's that feeling of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Just click it on and turn it right back off.
Exactly.
Just to be like,
She still does it. She still does it. No problem.
No problem. It makes her feel good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So,
like, I still hold you down, bro.
Dude, like Tez is super hot right now for a new drum kit, right? Because he's been playing on this one particular drum kit for
a minute.
It's been, you know, what, almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, you've had that Yamaha kit.
My first drum kit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want a new one, and you should get a new one, and you're going to love it. But I guarantee you that Yamaha is going to have this little piece of your soul that every time you play on it, you're going to be like, man, you know,
When I finally stop playing on it, it's like, I don't know. I got to build like a shrine.
You're going to see, dude.
Like, I got to do something, man, because that drum set, 20 plus years, man, that drum set is, you know, been banged around, kicked many states.
Yeah,
like,
man.
That thing has been through it all.
That's a warrior. That's a warrior, man. Of a kit.
Yeah,
dude.
My
headphones are the same way. I still have my old 7506, the second round of those, because my first ones finally died after like 5 years. But my 7506s, I've had them forever. I used them when I originally started, and then I put them away because I got fancy and I bought Beats by Dre. And at one point, they made DJ headphones. David Guetta had come with a line of DJ headphones that were amazing.
Yeah.
They were super loud. They were great.
Yeah.
And then those suckers fell apart. And I was like, in the middle of a gig, they fell apart. And I was like, and I went to them, like, so I opened the case, and you saw the glowing light. I was like, oh. And look, I wish you get about the car. The bag is really all tattered. It used to be nice leather. It's all tattered. the cord's blown out. The bad boys are all just
the phrase of the inner.
But, like, you put them on your head, and it's just like, let's go.
That's cool, man. So for headphones for a DJ, right? This is actually a good question. I never really thought of this. Like, is there what are you looking for as a DJ with your headphones versus just trying to listen to music with headphones just for the sound experience and all that? Like, what do you need to do your job?
It depends on what kind of DJing you do. I mean, people don't understand, like, with DJs, there's different variants as a DJ, just like different variants of rock music.
Genres, man. Yeah.
So, like, if you're a hip-hop DJ, you want the most low-end because that's the most your tones are. So, like, the beats are great by that because they have the bass boost and things like that. If you're, like, a house DJ, I'm more of a house guy more than anything else, more pop house. You want that full range because you want to hear all the tones and you want to be able to separate them out because a lot of times I take tones out, I drop things in, I mix things around, so I got to hear that full spectrum in my headphones, and it's got to also be loud enough that I can counteract what's around me. So because sometimes I have one headphone on, sometimes I have both headphones on. If it's not loud enough, I can't differentiate between the two. How many times I've been a gig, I'll be like, I can't to hear a goddamn thing. He's like, it's so loud. Why can't you? I was like, I can't hear shit. Yeah, what the hell's going on?
So, that's the job, though, man. Yeah. Like, you have to hear to keep the bodies moving. Yeah. You have to hear what you're doing.
And I'll tell you right now.
Like, after what you just said, because one of my questions was that, like, how do you know? I've always found it interesting that DJs just know when they want to pull the treble down at this one moment,
right?
Bring it right back up, pull it. You know what I'm saying? Make the different stuff. Like, how do you know when the
of those things you want to learn. I mean, I feel like I listen to songs a lot different than most people do. Like, the first time I hear a song, I'm hearing just like everybody. I just hear the song.
Yeah.
And the next time, I'm literally breaking it down. I'm like, okay, here's a snare. There's a bass drum. The bass drum's doing this. The vocals are doing this. The harmony's doing this. I'm literally breaking everything down. There's a lot of times like I'm driving the car and like you'll hear me just going, I don't care about the words. I'm just, I'm on the kick drum. I want to know what the kick drum's doing. And as I'm doing that, I can literally tell you every song I'm going to mix into it because of the same kick drum.
Wow.
There's a hi-hat. I can hear the hi-hats like, I was like, every time you guys play your intro, I'm like, I can mix this song, this song, this song, this song into the intro.
So it's like you dissect the song instinctively. Like, at this point, you've been doing it so long, you start to pick it apart. Like, I can use this. You can put together.
If anything, you got to manipulate.
Right. To make it and take it in, take it out. Okay, and you know, every song has its own characteristics.
Okay.
But you want for the common characteristics that allows you to mix it to another song. It keeps everything seamless. And so you take out those unique characteristics, mix it together, then bring them back, and then you still have the song that you like, but it mixes seamlessly with the song you just heard.
Gotcha.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, have to find the vibe.
Because I know that, to me, and I've been to multiple gigs with this dude.
Ted's been around for a minute.
And like a lot of times I'm like, you know, you'll have Dirty Diana over here, you know, going at a regular pace or whatever, and then just like you have to know instantly what's going to match that pace.
Right.
And not going to sound too off and nothing. You have to speed up to make it sound too crazy just to match the tempo what Dirty Diana is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then you got to filter all that within a matter of
30, 40 seconds.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's wild.
While you're watching your crowd, there's someone yelling for a request in your ear.
There's
lights flashing. It's chaos.
Oh, bro, I took my old cell phone and I just have people type it in.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to stand and yell at me. Just type it in.
We didn't mention that. Tess used to be my assistant for a short while.
He was your hype man?
Yeah, he was my dude. Tess was my dude for a while.
Flavor, Flave. Spit it out, Tess. Spit the beer. Go ahead. Hey, ain't no problem. We're in the studio, man. It's all good.
This carpet needs to be washed anyway. Don't worry about it.
Dude,
I got shampoo.
You can't do that.
I can see Tez being an awesome hype.
But it was fun, man.
It was so up, man.
I learned a lot. Like, I would just, to me, all I was doing was like, he'll run to the bathroom and be like, yo, you might have to play a song.
Right.
So, first of all, after instant panic set in.
And I tried to make it easy. I was like, Tez.
Immediately.
After the next chorus, as soon as the next chorus hits, press this button.
Yeah, flip the fader to the other
just
side,
let it go.
Man.
Yeah. You don't have to. You're good, man. Just hit the button of the chorus.
Puddles, bro.
Gallons.
Like, yeah, bro. Like, my anxiety just went through the roof, dude. Like, I'm like, man, I know he better hurry up and come back, bro. I know that. How long does it take somebody to piss, man? This is three and a half minute song, man. What's going on, bro?
Meanwhile, I done gone to the bathroom, then, like, hang out, talk to three people, went to the bar, bought us beers.
Go out for a smoke real quick or something, you know, come back.
I was like, Tess got that joint, ain't no big deal. A
couple times, I've had to do it, you know what I'm saying? But it was the worry of every time that situation approached, I was like, yo, I'm not like,
Dude, Urban Cowboy had that faith in you, right? He knew you could do it.
Yeah,
it's all good. You know, like, you can do it, Tez.
Even when I didn't have faith in myself.
Hey, that's right.
Boy,
that's
I was like,
right, dude.
If I hit something wrong or stop something, I'm walking out. I'm leaving. I'm grabbing my coat and I'm out.
Your boy's just going to leave me there. He's like, sorry, bro. It didn't work out. Sorry.
The party don't stop.
Greg in the bathroom, like,
out.
Did the music stop? Well, you know, man, it was a lot of pressure, like, immediately, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was a lot.
It's all good,
but
man,
I'm
proud of you, bro. I'm proud of you, man. I enjoyed
doing that with this dude, man.
Yeah,
because like it took me places.
We see some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy
gigs
stuff.
Gigs are gigs, man.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
And they're all different, man.
But
you know, no two are the same.
This man is a part of, and I want to give light to, is there's something called Back on My Feet.
Oh yes, yes, I miss those guys.
Yeah, man.
Because of COVID,
awesome,
I haven't seen them in a while.
And what they do is they help homeless people.
Oh yeah,
get back. Literally help homeless people get back. On your feet.
Yeah.
And the first time I went, man.
So it's like a fundraiser. Like you're doing parties and stuff and the money's going to the cause.
Yeah.
Let Tess explain that. I'll give you the whole backstory.
The first time I went, and it's all through running. They raise money through running, races and, you know, jogging.
5Ks and whatever.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, everybody get up and run together and all the stuff, and the homeless people do too.
Yeah.
And bro, man, the first time I went, we went to Philly.
Was Philly your first gig?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Me, you, and Joe.
That show.
Me, you, and Joe.
Okay. Yep. Oh, yes. The first time. Yeah.
They helped this guy, this homeless guy up there. They helped him get, he got a job. They helped him get an apartment and something else, man. It was something else. I think they probably like
car,
got a little ride.
Yeah, helped him get a little ride. Yeah.
And like, man, and they weren't asking people for money in there, nothing like that, man. It was just, you know, come in, sit down, you know, do your thing, man. And it was one of the most awesome things I've ever been a part of.
Cool,
man. See these people just want to give back.
That's beautiful.
You know what I mean? Everybody in there was giving up something. Like they're doing raffles for football, jerseys, tickets, you know, cars, clothes, vacation. And you know what I'm saying?
Nah, like, this was just about the karma, man. Just about the good karma, man.
And it was like, that's one of the, I'll be like, man, when you doing back on my feet, holler at your boy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be there. I'm trying to be a part of that, man.
Well, so, all right. So explain, man.
That gig turned into a circus because, I mean, you started and everyone else hopped onto it. So it was one of those things, like, as I was coming up, you know, you're always looking for new ways to expose yourself and get people to, and I'll tell you, if anyone who's coming up, who's trying to get their self heard, donate your time.
Yeah.
It's an easy way to not only you look super great on paper because you're donating your time, just from the business end, I'll say tax write-offs are great.
Yeah, man.
And if you can find a good organization that's fun and they will work with you, you can have a great time doing these gigs. I mean, I've done probably 20, 30 back of my feet events, never been paid a dime from them. And it's been great. Like I said, they do basically, their whole thing is that if you can run a mile, we can give you a dollar. And so all the homeless people that come to sign with them, they have to commit to running with them every morning at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, they got
up 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And the first time they said that, I was like, nope, I'm out. Like, I was like, I'm right now. I go to bed at 4 a.m. I ain't got time for that. But you know, more power to y'all because your brother ain't doing it. But if you can run a mile, then you know we can donate a dollar. And after the homeless people come and sign up and they run for so many months, then they give them a job, education program.
That's so cool. Housing.
Yeah, that's a great organization.
Yeah.
And so I can't remember how I got linked up with them, but I originally started with the one in, I think, in D.C.
Okay.
And they had this annual gala where they have people come. It's just a fundraiser dinner. You know, the plates are like $150 a plate,
but
it's for charity.
Yeah.
And they have everything out there. And they're like, hey, can you come out and play some music and do this? I was like, of course, I'll come do this. Sure. It'd be great.
Yeah.
And they're like, tell you what, we'll give you like 4 free tickets. You know, if you want to stay at the hotel, we'll give you a hotel room because they're partnered with Marriott.
Yeah.
And Marriott gives them all a hookup on that. And, you know, they give me like everything they could possibly give me, they give me like no problem. So I was like, all right, this is cool. No problem. Go ahead and did it.
Man.
The first year I did it with my brother, it was Super Bowl weekend. And so we're in there and hanging out and just doing it. And people just came and partied their faces off.
Wow.
Like it was an after party for like an hour. People partied their faces off. You know, I had my janky little setup at that point, a couple lights. I still have that picture somewhere stored in my iPhone. And we did it. And then since then, it kind of steamrolled. And I did DC. And then they're like, well, you want to come to Baltimore? Can you do to Baltimore? I was like, yeah, I'll come to Baltimore. No problem. And they're like, how do you feel about Philly?
The you come to Philly? DJ, let's man. Go to Philly. Yeah, that's your gig, man. Let's go to Philly. That's it.
And then one time, I've only done it once. They call me one time. They're like, we got nobody in New York. Can you come to New York? I was like, can you put me on a plane? They're like, just pick whatever flight you want. We'll get you out there.
What?
No yep. So I flew on a plane to New York for one night, stay in the Marriott Marquis, which if you haven't stayed in the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, it's fantastic.
Ah, cool,
the
man.
Martinis are $20 a piece. Don't worry about that. It's fine. It's great.
It's baller-ish.
Yeah, baller.
Baller-ish. Yeah.
Baller. Did that bad boy, rocked that sucker out, came back the next day. It was awesome. And like they've just been a great partner with me forever. And like, it's a great way to get my name out there. And I'll tell you, every time I've done something for them, somebody from one of those events called me. He's like, hey, can you do my wedding? Can you do this? I've made money off of every single one of those.
You got a gig
every single
from
one.
Every one
so
of those.
So I tell people all the time, I was like, if you're trying to get out there, I was like, go find yourself a charity, a local business, something, and just say, hey, what can I do for you?
Yeah,
and
man.
Tell them, say, hey, can I play an opening party for you? Can I play this for you? Can I do something for you?
Yeah.
And I guarantee it will pay back every single time.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So that's how I got hooked up with them. And then even from them, I roll over to Lupus Foundation. Now I do the Lupus Foundation too. So they've got me on there, and to the point now, the Lupus Foundation, when I go do their DC event, it's a whole rock star event. They have people carrying my stuff out of my car.
Hey, roadies,
it's all
man.
Set up. Yeah, hey. It's chaos now. I'm just like, I can carry my stuff. They're like, no, we have a guy who does that. I'm like, Oh, yeah? Okay.
You got to get a Louis Vuitton belt buckle or something, you know? Like,
I was like, well, I'm going to the bar. I'm going to get him a beer also. Yeah. Because he looks like he's sweating. Because I'm hot. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Got to hook the crew up. Got to hook them up.
So, yeah. So, well, it's been awesome.
All right. So we were talking about, so this is about gigs, right?
Yeah.
So, you said before that your primary passion, at least right now, is house and pop, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So nowadays, do you like doing clubs?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like doing events? Do you like doing, you know, radio stuff? Like,
okay.
What's the gig life now?
So I don't know if it's different in the band world. In the DJ world, there's a really fine line between, do you want to make art or do you want to make money?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, you don't
We just
make
had
both.
A podcast about
right.
that.
You don't make both. I heard it.
Yeah.
And the whole time you guys were talking, I was like, I feel y'all.
Yeah.
I feel y'all. Right until Tess forgot my freaking name.
Bro.
You know I was going to get you on this.
That's my bad. That was my bad, man.
He forgot my name. Just, I was like, are you for real, man?
Because I was like, yo.
For real,
DJ,
bro?
I was about to be like, DJ Greg. Wait.
I was like, for real,
bro? That ain't it.
Bro. How long we know you? Bro, come on. Come on,
got a lot going on, man.
I've been busy.
I was trying to do your DJ name, and I didn't want to give out your government. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's 40.
Because people would have been like, right there, I'm about to go look at DJ Greg Burry. There's no DJ Greg Burry. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving misinformation. You know what I mean? So I was like, that ain't it. Urban Cowboy. That's it.
I was in my car and I was like, I hate this thing.
It's all love, bro. It's all love.
Anyway, back to the point. So yeah, I mean, there's, like you said, like we all know, there's a few people that do what they love and really make a lot of money doing it. And I'm kind of like in the middle right now. Like I have quite a few gigs where I do what I love and I make decent money, and I have quite a few gigs I don't like doing them,
right,
but I make a crap ton of money doing them. So like weddings are one of those things.
Yeah.
I do quite a few weddings. I did a wedding last night down in Arlington. And I don't know, have you guys ever seen the reality show? Have you seen Summer House?
Summer House
on Bravo.
No.
It was actually the cousin of one of the girls from that show. She was there last night. Yeah, a couple of the cast members
Swanky
were there last
event.
Night. Yeah,
gotcha.
I saw them when I walked in. I was like, I know this girl from somewhere. Where have I seen her at? I don't know. And then she looked at me and I looked at her and I'm like, see this girl later. They call me over and I was like, you're the Summer House girl. So they're like, shh, don't tell nobody. Yeah. Nobody knows. I was like, I knew you guys were somewhere. So it's a pretty high end event. Army Navy Country Club down in Arlington. So,
okay.
Like I said, it was nice. It was nice. Like I said, but like I said, one of those type deals, I make a ton of money on that. Are they as fun as doing clubs? No.
Because
you're kind of over the place. You're playing music for, your place just a human jukebox for people.
Yeah.
But you know, you play clubs, I get to be creative. I get to really use my skills to try different things, put out a lot of B-side cuts. Like, I'm one of those people, like, I hate playing the original version of a song. You know, you can put it on your pod. I mean, you can play it on your phone. Why do you want to pay me to do it? I'm going to give you a remix. I'm going to give you something new. I'm going to give you something you haven't heard. I'm going to give you something to kind of jazz it up a little bit.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, I'm kind of one of those deals. So, but, and like weddings and things like that, people just want
to
hear
it. You got to keep it timid and to a list.
Right. Yeah, so, and until you get really big where you got, like, you know, 10,000 followers and people, you get 100 people coming to your shows.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to play the big venues where you can really do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing little small places and things like that.
Have you ever done gigs at like the dance clubs? I'm thinking of like, what's his face? Like Matt Cronin's spot, like Echo Stage you know, actual like clubs, you know?
I've done guest spots a few places like that. I used to do a lot of the clubs down in D.C. I opened up for Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
So I was there for that.
Boy, Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice and Coolio a couple years back.
What, like, Coolio?
Yes, Coolio is the man.
I love Coolio, man.
Yeah. He is so. I literally, when I walked into the building, we were there for the whole weekend. I walked to the building. It was a casino out in Western Maryland. Shout out to Rocky Gap. If you guys ever go out there, check out. It's a great place to stay for the weekend.
I know Rocky Gap.
Beautiful place. Go out there, get a suite, stay there for the weekend. The steakhouse is delicious. Okay. Let's do that. So one of those places, like, I kind of like volunteered, worked for next to nothing. They took care of me. They're like, here's some free food. Here's a free room. Here's $100 worth of casino chips. Go with it. So, and I made like $200 on that bad boy. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Staying in the black. Yeah. Staying in the black this weekend.
But so I had worked for them like a year or so. They call me. They're like, hey, we got this thing. You think you can handle it? I was like, all right, what is it? They're like, so Vanilla Ice is coming. I was like, do what? Who? They're like, yeah. But he's really particular about who opens for him. I was like, all right, well, I guess I might have to. I can do this for you. They're like, well, could we send them your information and we'll find out? So he sent the information literally like an hour later, like, all right, so here's what we need you to do. When you show up on this day, we're going to pay you this much, cool. some ungodly amount that I didn't want. Yeah, it was more than I was. It was like double what I expected to get paid.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, Vanilla Ice is going to pay you this much. You show up on this point. They got all the sound and everything. You just show up and plug in and let's go.
What'd you have to play? Like,
oh, I had to play 90s hip hop.
Yeah.
So all I had to do was play 90s hip hop. Because at this point, Vanilla Ice doesn't make any new songs.
Right.
He just does. So you got to get him in the remembrance.
Right.
Move. Yeah.
He just plays old songs and does a lot of hype work. And it's, I mean, you would think it'd be a cheesy show, but I'll tell you right now, I was like full on in it. I was like, oh, this is great. Dude, he just like.
So 90s hip hop was a very, very good era of hip hop. So you're, I mean, when I think 90s hip hop, I'm thinking of like East Coast, I'm thinking of like Illmatic. I'm thinking of the 36 Chambers. I'm thinking of, you know, the old Blueprint records and like all that. And then West Coast is like, man, Snoop.
Yeah, all that.
Chronic.
All that.
You know, like, that was such a great era, man. So you got to spin on all that?
That's really how I set up my set. I set up my set and I was like, all right, so I'm going to bang some East Coast for like 20 minutes. Yeah. Then I'll bang some down south for like 20 minutes. Then I'll bang some West Coast for like 20 minutes. Bang, bang, bang. All good.
How long was your set?
It was like an hour. All good.
Yeah.
Except for I'm an idiot, okay? Uh-oh. And I'm a man child, okay? I have to be babysitting. That's why I had you. That's why I had Joe. I need people around me because I'm great at doing what I do, but I'm not good at doing what I do.
Yeah.
Set up my set. We're rocking. We're doing 1,000 people out there. No big deal. This jackass forgets to plug in his laptop. The sucker dies. In the middle of the set. Middle of the set, sucker dies, okay? I had this whole preset set. You know me, I never do preset sets. But I knew I had to do 90s hip-hop, so I wanted to make sure I stayed in the genre.
Yeah.
And I preset it up, and I spent like 2 hours setting this whole thing up. Sucker dies on me. Yeah, gone. Laptop just turns off. I missed all the warning signs to say plug your laptop in. No, I was just cranking. I was rocking. People were having a good time. Shuts off, and just boom. And I'm literally standing there, and what did I say? I literally started beatboxing. I'm like,
no, dude.
And everyone's looking, they're like, what's going on? I was like, this is what happens. And at this time, I had Paul, my boy Paul, and I was like, you're going to be the sucker right now. I was like, this is what happened. Tall Paul doesn't plug in my goddamn laptop. Bring my cord over here, bro. Hold on a second, y'all. I have a little hold music. I wait for Paul to plug in my laptop. He's an idiot. It was full on my fault. But I was like, you're going to take this right now, bro. Dude, because
did the crowd dig it?
Oh, the crowd dig it. We're doing it.
Yeah.
And so Paul comes out, and literally, the cord's in the bag by my feet. Okay. Yeah. He's trying to look for it. And I'm digging down. I find it. He comes over. He's like, where's the cord? I was like, right here. I hand it to him. He plugs it up. And then my laptop comes up, and I start playing. And I was like, boo, Tall Paul, you suck, dog.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I need somebody right now.
I got a lot on the line, you know?
Sorry, bro. Like, I'm sorry. I'm buying all your drinks tonight. Like, I'm sorry. I was like, come on, Paul. What's wrong with you, man?
You
like,
man,
I was like, you had one job. You had, all you had to do was plug in my laptop. I threw it on him the whole night. It was probably like 3 minutes altogether. But you know, you're on stage. It seems like eternity.
I've had amps blow up on stage before, and it's every second,
everything is
a mile.
But I did it, I cranked back up, and then at that point, I had lost my whole set, it wasn't saved,
right?
So I was just freestyling.
You just had to, boom,
bang, bang, bang.
But you knew what you had to do, though.
I knew what I had to do, so I was like, all right, let's go. Well, a lot of mic work.
All right, I've heard that being a hip hop DJ is like the hardest one, you know what I mean? Like when you're spinning house and you're spinning techno and or whatever, like. You know, so many of the songs can line up with each other and the beats are so strong that it's really easy to find your connector piece, you know, like in Legos or whatever. Yeah. But I heard hip hop is very, it's more complex. It's more complex. There's more to it. And there's a vibe and there's a message. Mm-hmm. So you can't, even if two songs might sync up, if the message and the colors of the song don't go together, then the shit's going to sound whack.
So is that true?
Is hip hop the hardest?
Because hip hop's a lot different, and people and the beats and stuff are a lot more original. House is pretty much four on the floor, let's go all the time.
Yeah.
And also, hip hop crowds are so unforgiving.
Yeah,
they are unforgiving.
Oh yeah.
And if you play a B side that's not kind of hot, and you can't sell them on the fact it's hot, they'll be the first to tell you, no, that sucks, bro. They'll tell you.
That strong beat.
Yeah. House people go with it. They're like, all right, this song's a little off. We don't really like it. There's going to be another one coming real cool. Hip hop people be like, nope. No, shut up, bro.
Boo this man.
Last night, had happened last night. Lily guy walked from the back of the room. He's like, hey, let's go. Pick it up, bro. Yep. I was like, there's 40 people on the dance floor. Yeah, They're rocking. He's like, no, pick it up.
Yep.
He's screaming over top of my speaker. He's like, pick it up, bro. I'm like, bro.
You should have just went straight to, it's fun to stay at the YMCA and just bring the whole party back, you know?
I'm like, do I come to your job like that, man? Right. What are you doing right now?
Yeah. Hip-hop's, that's a cutthroat community.
People do it.
Yeah.
But they're loyal. I mean, they're loyal. They like their people and they do what they do.
I mean, can't blame them, man.
Dude, no way. So are you big, like spinning house and stuff, are you big on the drop? Is the drop as good as it, when you hear it, you're like, oh my God, here comes the drop. But as a DJ doing it, is it just that awesome?
Is it amazing? The drop is cool because it gives you full freedom to, you basically, I don't want to describe this. That's the moment to snatch their soul.
I can do
a multitude of things. I can keep the beat going and keep them pumping. I could totally just drop it out.
Mm-hmm.
I've done sets where I really drop it out and just do nothing. It's just silence. And everyone's like, what? What? And then you bring in something real slow and they're like, oh, yeah, let's go. or you can do something like you said, the YMCA. You have a nice house song, boom, 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 boom. Drop, it's fun to stay at the
YMCA.
Oh, no, let's go.
I've seen that a bunch of times where the drop is coming, and it'll go to some old vintage song or something like Frank Sinatra or something like that. And everyone just like, why? And then you bring it back, So the drop sounds fun. The drop's kind of like a musical, orgasm or something,
It feels like it in metal, man. When
the breakdown. Metal is the breakdown.
But it certain things in the beginning of when they about to hit that drop, for metal. Mm-hmm. If there's been bands that give that boom, and then breakdown, it's like, woo. He's like, oh my neck. it's hard, it because that's as soon as that piece of bass, the first time something hit,
right.
That's it.
Let's go.
You didn't even know that you wanted that.
Right.
That bad until it happened. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, whoa. It's wild, bro.
That's interesting. That's a cool thought as a DJ. It's like you're giving people what they don't even know that they want yet.
Yes.
That's interesting. Yeah. And I think that's some of the magic behind it, you know?
And that's it for this episode, but our conversation with DJ Urban Cowboy will continue next week, so make sure that you have the Club 937 podcast favorited so you don't miss it. In the meantime, all of DJ Urban Cowboy's links will be in the show notes, as well as all the links to our socials, so make sure you stop by and say hi. Now, as promised, please enjoy this exclusive mix from DJ Urban Cowboy.
What up, party people? World famous Urban Cowboy is in the building. Shouts to the Club 937 podcast for having me on. You can check out their podcast. Everywhere podcasts are released, Apple Music, Spotify, you know the deal. And you can check me out 24/7, 365 at djurbancowboy.com and on my socials at DJ Urban Cowboy. Let's get it.
Though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head. Buffalo, you a roughneck, I'm a cutthroat, you a tough guy, that's enough jokes, then the sun die, the night is young though, the diamond still shine, you're in the rough, what the f*** though, where the love go, 5, 4, 3, 2, where the ones go, it's a show, put you front row, talking bro, let your tongue show, money over and above, that is still my favorite love quote, put the gun aside, what the f***? I sleep with the gun, and she don't snow. What the fuck, yo? Where the love go? Trade the ski mask for the muzzle. It's a bloodbath, where the suns go? It's a Swiss B, that'll drums go. If she's iffy, that'll drugs go. If she's simple, double cup toast. I got a duffel, pull a hundred. two, I let one go. Wanna see if you gon' lie, you gon' love me. I was getting bras way before I got the money. Honey, since I've been a star, they don't love me. The ceiling got stars when the star got no ceiling. Stick it out, poke it out. Stick it out, poke it out. Hey, yeah, she got a little bus, so what? Big bag, she can show enough. Stick it out, poke it out, poke it out. Yeah, stick it out, poke it out. My regards said the bras, I thought I was done. Pick a side, and die in a jump. I've been letting things slide, they trying too hard. Cause I ain't left the city once, still travel abroad. I'm back on my bar. The stick in the Honda Civic, we in the car service. I really just mind my business and pray that God sort them. Can't really be long-winded, you talking short money. Today we not cost-cutting, can you stick it out? Told me she was quarantining, brand new t- out. And there might be a couple weeks to make them bounce. So I mean it when I be like, what's the turn around? No, really, turn around, okay. I just wanna see if you gon' lie, you gon' love me. I was getting bras way before I got the money. Honey, since I've been a star, they don't love me. The ceiling got stars when the star got no ceiling. Stick it out, poke it out. Stick it out, poke it out. Hey, yeah, she got a little bus, so what? Big bag, she can show enough. Stick it out, poke it out. Poke it out, stick it out, poke it out.
Break it down, no.
You should have been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire. Them bullets was flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Oh my, time heals all, but you out of time now. Judge gotta watch us from the clock tower. Little tear gas cleared the whole place out. I'll be back with the hazmat for the next round. We was trying to protest and the fires broke out. Look out for the secret agents, they be planted in the crowd. Set a civil unrest, but you sleep so sound. Like you don't hear the screams when we catching beat down. Staying quiet when they're killing, but you speak loud when we ride. Got opinions coming from a place of privilege. Sicker than the COVID, how they did them on the ground. Speaking of the COVID, is it still going around? Won't you tell me about the looting? What's that really all about? Cause they throw away black lives like paper towels plus unemployment rate. What, 40 million now? Killed a man in broad day. Might never see a trial. We just wanna break chains like slaves in the South. Started in the North End, but we in the downtown. Riot cops try to block, now we got a showdown. Down. You should have been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire. Them bullets was flying. Who said it was a lockdown?
Yeah, give me hair, mommy, dame cabeza. Give a white sauce, mayonnaise. Catch me in Frankfurt with a Dusseldorf. Good boy, R.E. joins the Newports. From Berlin to Beijing. Like Hannibal, I planted like the 18. QBB, Queens, Brooklyn to Boston. Getting grounded like a rebel often. My Miami, put them in a coffin. Hash or you, dab weed, be coughing. Switchblade, counterfeit currency. Unfortunately, I'm the real deal, put Holyfield in front of it. New York coming wild out with us. Tokyo coming wild out with us. Frankfurt coming wild out with us. Everywhere coming wild out with us. London coming wild out with us. Beijing coming wild out with us. Berlin coming wild out with us. Everywhere coming wild out with us. Coming wild out with us. Coming wild out with us. Coming wild out with us.
The infamous urban cowboy.
Louisiana. Murder on the beat. Something y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah.
Unstoppable, dynasty, young hope. forget your man. Now give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't boy with me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I'm f***ing when I diss them. That's what they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I replace them, huh? Drunk on Chris, mommy on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, high, singing on key. And I wish I never met her at all. It gets better, ordered another round. It's about to go down. Got six model chicks, six bottles of Chris. Four Belvedere's, got everywhere. What do you say? Need you in your Chloe glasses. Go somewhere private where we can discuss fashion. Like Prada blouse, Gucci bra, okay. Filth Mark jeans, take that off.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't boy with me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't boy with me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. Give it to me.
I woke up Chris Breezy. Oh my God, I'm the man. I'm so fly and I can dance. There's tattoos on my neck. I just FaceTime Kanye. I told him I'm his biggest fan, yeah. Got all these in my DM.
Yeah, I do.
Hold up. Holy, I got a kid. Oh, I can sing so well. Wonder if I can say the N-word. Wait, can I really say the
we'll be right back.
windows, let it rain. It's a party when I pull up. Big big sub in the back, like what's up, blow the windows, let it rain. It's a party when I pull up.
Money taller than the trees in Yosemite. Got my 40 on me, that's my mini me. Damn near anything I want, I can afford it. Never hustle backwards, always forward. I can multitask, always on the grind. I can walk and chew gum at the same time. I ain't on hiatus, I ain't missing an act. I'm the center of attention, paint main attraction. When I enter the turf, when I pull up,
what happens?
People gather around me like an ice cream truck.
No cap.
People always ask me what I do for a living.
What you do?
I wear many hats, I'm something like Lee.
I love liquor and
booty. Couples dress marks and cellulite on her flesh.
She got her
field goal open like a field goal pile.
Booty softer than the King Hawaiian roll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Big sub bumper in the back, like what's up, blow the windows, let it rain. It's a party when I pull up. Big sub bumper in the back, like what's up, blow the windows, let it rain. It's a party when I pull up.
Big sub woofer, big hooker, cooker, rooftop looker, looked out and saw TJ Hooker, jumped off the roof like Superfly Snooker. You know me, I'm up spinning like a booger. Then I treat the like some dice and I shook her. I heard this youngin' screaming like a woman, yelling that they coming. We ain't running. It's a new day, still got that. If these wanna take it back to 88, turn the music down before we locking horns. Keep the party going, it's a false alarm.
Big sub woofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows, let it rain. It's a party when I pull up. Big sub woofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows, let it rain. It's a party when I pull up. Big sub woofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows, let it rain. It's a party when I pull up. Big sub woofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows, let it rain. It's a party when I 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 party.
Two rollers on the wrist, I'm like, show dance. Stop staring at my timepiece. Two hoes on the drip, I'm like, where your man? Stop staring at my side piece. Hit your dance. Hit your dance.
Serving Cowboy, thank you guys for checking me out. Shouts to the Club 97 Podcast. Make you guys check them out on Instagram. It's been so much fun hanging out with you guys. All right, I'm gonna close this bad boy out with a new track from the Tin Wars. Hope you guys like this one. This one's called Wizard Biscuit. Two up, two down. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.